Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Okay. Yeah. Coke lids.
Coke lid gum.
All right, good. Talk in. Hello. That's how all of them start.
Yeah.
We should find a different way to start.
No, it's our thing now.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Can you hear me chewing my teddy grounds?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's not preferable.
They taste like dipped in coffee. Dipped in your heads. By rough. That's fucking delicious. Everybody, go dip your Teddy Grahams in your coffee.
What's your excuse?
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to What's Your Excuse podcast.
Yep. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
It's 2019 now.
On New Year's Day.
Yep. Caitlin's feeling real nice.
Yes, I have a party hat on. That's so good. We'll take a picture of that and send that to you.
Yeah.
Send it to
you. We're not going to send it
personally.
To you. We will post
we'll
it.
We'll find all of you.
All 41 of our listeners.
Hell yeah. Off to a fucking great
that was
start.
A random number that I just pulled out.
Oh. I was not like, wow, that many?
No. No, I don't know. Well, maybe. Who knows? Now that we're on Spotify.
Spoofy.
Excuse me?
It's called Spoofy.
Okay. You want to talk about what we're going to discuss today?
Already?
Well.
Wow.
I mean, the other option is
2019, the new
I'm
the
here,
new way is to just jump right
just
in.
Just jump in. Just I'm here to get shit done.
Get shit done. Well, we can talk about my new year.
Oh, okay. We're going to go with that.
Yeah. I'm not ready yet.
Okay. How'd you spend your new year, Caitlin?
I was trying to find a dog.
Yeah.
Whole time, but that's okay. Then I got pretty drunk, and I fell asleep on a chest.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a little chest right around the corner there. And
yeah.
I put on my sequin jacket, and I curled up right on there and went to sleep and didn't make it to midnight.
Yeah.
Because it was slightly before I woke up to them saying, hey, it's midnight. And I said, okay, great, I'm going to move to my bed now. And that's exactly how my New Year's went, so.
Perfect.
It's pretty great. How was yours? We were supposed to hang out, but I was lame.
Well, yeah. We ended up going to a party at our friend's house. Ryan got real drunk, played
a lot
of beer pong. He will refuse to admit that he was drunk. He's going to be like, I was just out of buzz. No. He played a lot of beer pong.
You hungover? Me neither. No. It's amazing what a full 8 hours of sleep can do.
I don't know.
It does.
Being the angelic individual that I am, I rarely drink.
Mm. So. I have a problem. Borderline.
Neat. That's real good. We're going to work this all out right here.
We could be sponsored by so many alcohols because after I finish this coffee, I'm going to open a Shiner.
Perfect.
I've got it chilling in the fridge right now.
Chilling. Good.
Chilling because it was out on my counter all night.
Oh.
Because we were dumb and didn't think to put him in the ice box.
Well, damn it.
Jam it.
So, yeah, we went to that party. They did fireworks in the street. It was really terrifying.
Yeah.
The whole time, I was horrified that a car was going to drive over a firework and just...
Explode, like Michael Bay.
I don't know. Okay. But sure. I'll Ryan give it knows. To you. Yeah. We've got Ryan back, guys.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That was good.
I don't have to do Ryan's face was like, ugh, that's going to sound bad in editing.
Yep. You're welcome.
But,
well, let me tell you about this one time that we were shooting off some fireworks and we always went hardcore and just went straight for the artillery shells.
Yep, the that's big what ones they went
that
for.
Came out of that little tube to go dunk.
Yeah.
And then they go. Well, one time we had a nice little one. I think we kind of. Oh, I don't know. It was one of those ones that, like, it wasn't just pretty much. It was kind of like a pack of artillery shells.
Oh, neat.
And yeah. They were all kind of together, and so it was supposed to be, like, the finale piece.
Uh-huh.
And I was lighting it, and somehow it got knocked over. Oh, that's right. It was upside down. Yeah. Somehow. Promise we weren't drunk. I was in high school, and I was a great little kid in high school. I didn't drink.
Okay.
Anyways, it was somehow upside down, and I didn't really notice, and I lit it, and so when it went off, it went tink, like flew up in the air, landed sideways, and then just started shooting artillery shells at us.
Oh my God.
And we had to, like, fucking run and dive behind cars, because we just had massive explosions coming at us.
Yes, it's horrifying.
See? Nothing to help you ring in the new year like
shit in your pants.
Yeah, and a near-death experience.
Yeah, so of course.
That was my best New Year's experience, and I've not had a good year since. So
that was your best?
Yeah. Not really. I don't know. I probably had better ones.
You know.
But, yeah, so here's to a new year of making lots of excuses and getting out of our New Year's resolutions. Like, I don't even set New Year's resolutions anymore because I'm like, I won't keep this.
Yeah, no.
My resolution is to not have any.
That's a good one. You'll be able to keep that one.
Yeah, exactly. So
I believe in you.
That's the only way I keep to myself.
And, yeah.
Yeah, but if you do have some New Year's resolutions that you're going after, we support you. But more importantly, come let us know when they fail.
And why they failed. Because what's that your excuse? Is a great excuse.
That's right. So, okay. With that, do you have any excuses anyone's given you this week?
No. A friend of mine tried to tell me. She said, hey, my favorite thing about excuses is something that I heard once. And I was like, okay. And I was like, tell it to me. Give me the scoop.
Give it to me, baby.
And then she said, an excuse is just a reason to fail. And I was like, get the fuck away from me.
What are you, a cat poster?
I was like,
in my fifth grade classroom?
Yeah, I said, I'm not looking for this inspirational shit. I'm here to bring everyone down. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. That's what I do. Get away from me with this. I don't want your inspirational quotes.
We're not.
Get out of here. Sweetest girl on earth. But that's pretty much all I got right now, today. Do you?
No.
No? Okay, cool.
People always tell me I got excuses, and then they don't tell me.
They don't send them to us.
So.
Send them in, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
So, now's the time when we can
Now we can jump in.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I really jumped the gun there.
So, what we're going to talk about today, since we're going from last night and New Year's Eve parties and to the new year. And in no way do we support anything that has happened in this. We're going to cover some DUI excuses.
Yep.
Do not drive under the influence. It's not cool.
It's unbecoming.
Yeah. And
expensive.
You know, more importantly, you could really hurt someone. And if it's yourself, I'm not that sorry for you. sorry. But if you hurt someone else, then, you know, that shit's on your conscience. You're consciously thinking about it. Oh, God.
Anyways.
Off to a great start.
Just
don't drink and drive.
Find a fucking DD.
Yeah. Or an Uber. We got Ubers. You can literally call a random car. Just don't puke in it.
That's true. That is expensive, I hear.
Yeah. So, okay, another tangent. We're going to get another personal story. Did you puke in a car?
But I know someone who did.
Oh, okay. One time I almost puked in an Uber. This was my one and only time I've gotten kicked out of a bar. I'm gonna tell y'all this story real fast.
Okay.
Yeah. I went out, real nice, work party. I was interning at this place and real, what a great way to show that I'm a good employee.
You were like, watch this responsibility. Yep.
In my defense, they were putting drinks in my hands. So I'm like, I feel like maybe it was their fault.
Okay.
But I can't take any responsibility.
Uh-huh.
But we were going out, and we were at this first bar, and I was feeling pretty okay. Had some kimchi fries, and that was the worst mistake of my life.
Yeah. Fucking,
that's disgusting. Don't eat it. If you're into kimchi, I'm sorry. It's not okay. My fave. Do you like kimchi?
I think it depends on what it's on.
Yeah, don't put it on then french fries. Like, that's fucking it. Gross. Oh. I don't know. Maybe it's good. It was out of a random food truck. Anyways, that was like their specialty. And so, yeah, I was doing that, and I got about 13 drinks in before I completely blacked out for 8 hours of my life and don't remember what happened.
You're very small for yes. that many drinks.
Yeah. Last thing I remember was holding 2 drinks in my hand. I was, like, double-fisting it.
Uh-huh.
And last thing I remember, yeah, I was holding 2 drinks in my hand. Next thing I know, I am awake on somebody's floor who I don't know. I don't know their place.
Oh.
I looked around, though, and saw an employee handbook for that job. So I was like, oh, must be somewhat safe.
Oh, good. Well.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Safe enough.
But, so I got kicked out of the bar because I couldn't stand up. Because fun fact about me, when I get drunk, if I laugh, I just hit the ground. Hit the ground automatically. Like, my face has touched concrete so many times. Because I'm like, ha
ha. Oh, my God.
Face just immediately hits the ground. It's really good. Anyways, I was sitting there at the bar, but not sitting. I was probably on the ground. And the bartender was like, or the bouncer man was like, she's got to get out of here right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what I was like. Yeah. I was gone. But my friend was like, okay, we'll get her out. Somehow on the way out, I lost one of my Pac-Man earrings, lost one shoe.
And your friend, apparently.
Yeah. Now, she actually came in real clutch because this moment we got outside, I think I was wearing her dress, too. I puked on myself. Yeah, puked Good. On myself. And then her and another friend carried me 3 blocks to get to the Uber, which somehow I miraculously did not puke on. Made it all the way home, held that shit in, because I think I puked twice before I got into the Uber.
Yeah.
With one shoe. Don't know where that shoe is to this day. But didn't puke in there, and then I got home and puked. She helped me get out of the dress. And then I puked on her bed. So then she moved me to the floor and then was like, actually, we should probably wash you off. So then she put me in the tub and, like, hosed me down. And I had hair extensions in at that time. And I didn't, like, tell anyone I wore hair extensions because that's not what you do. And she was, like,
whatever. I washed my hair. Last night telling everyone I had a wig on.
Yeah. Now I'm, like, more okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, I would have. And so I had my hair extensions in and she was, like, spraying them out. And she was like, girl, you got to weave in. And that's like the one little snippet I remember. Because I was getting hosed down with water.
Yeah.
It probably sobers you up for half a second.
Yeah.
But I was gone enough that was it. And then I puked in there too. I puked 13 times. I should have. They almost took me to the hospital. It was pretty bad.
How did you end up?
One for each drink.
At a home that you didn't know whose it was.
It was hers.
Oh, okay. Here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah. It was her place. But I'd never been over there like. We weren't that good of friends yet.
Yeah.
After this, we were pretty good friends.
Well, yeah. Fucking should be after something like that.
I haven't talked to her in several years, but...
Neat!
She's real nice. Marissa, if you're out there, I still have not forgotten the time you washed vomit out of my hair. So thank you.
So,
we Ubered home that night. Uber good. Home.
Anyways, Uber home on New Year's Eve. Or anytime you're drunk. Yeah, not now, exclusively now New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to wait a whole night. Year to Uber.
No. New year, new you. Too late. You missed it. You got to wait until next year to Uber. You already missed
new
a day.
New year, Uber.
No.
All right. All right. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
I liked that. That was real good.
I could tell by your groan. Nah.
Okay. So we found this nice little list from policeone.com. And so I guess it's some actual stories from uniformed officers. And they just kind of, it looks, by RJ Beam, JK. I was going to say, it looks like maybe people wrote in the responses. I don't know. RJ Beam compiled it.
Okay.
So shout out to you for doing our work again for us. So pretty much what we're going to go over is these different reasons people gave for driving home drunk to the officer. And I guess they really weren't thinking out their response because they're drunk.
Yeah.
So this first one, you want me to just go right into it?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
it was in December, and the officer says that he responded to a car wrapped around a tree in somebody else's front lawn, and the sound of the crash had obviously woken up the owner, because I'm sure that was sounded like...
concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whole life, I would be worried that my house was getting ran into.
Yeah.
But...
like that, that couple who was on TV and their house got hit by a car? Here in town.
Oh, really? Was this recently? I feel like it happens a lot.
It was about a year and a half ago. They were on the show.
On the show? Oh. the show.
Yeah.
The one thing we're known for.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, good thing that we're known for.
Yeah. And this person hit their fucking house with a car.
Damn it. Oh, that's so scary. Oh, my God. That's, like, probably not one of my biggest fears, but I have a lot of fears. I'm scared of everything.
Same.
But, so the police officer came up, and he was doing the sobriety test on the driver, and I guess the person was from the house was not, like, ready enough to go out there and actually confront them, so they called from inside. But once the policeman was there, they yelled out their window, "Hey, asshole! What made you want to drink and drive?" And,
oh, my God.
Because I guess they just assumed he was drunk. I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah. I would, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also wouldn't be screaming out my window while a cop is right there.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, they got this. It seems like they've got this.
Yeah, exactly. Or I would have, like, gone out there and yelled at them in person, face-to-face, because they could have hit my house.
Yeah. But, like, definitely not something like, what made you want to drink and drive? Like, I'm not here to do an interview. I'm here to be like, fuck you.
Fuck you. You
piece of shit.
Ruined my favorite tree.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, also, that's very, like... non-confrontational. Like, you're just going to yell out something like that pretty heated and then go back and, like, close your window and hide.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to hear the response?
Like, you're drunk too, dude.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, apparently without second thought, the drunk guy yells back, in quotes, "When I am this drunk, I walk real slow so I don't stumble and fall." Understandable.
Okay.
He said, "It is too cold out. If I walk slowly, I would freeze to death. So I had to drive to save my life." End quotes.
There is a logic behind it.
Yeah. So he was just trying to be safe. Safety first.
To an extent.
But actually, this is real fucking dumb. Because he endangered lots of people's lives.
Yeah.
So don't be like this guy. Actually put safety first.
Wear a fucking sweater.
If you're getting drunk, call an Uber.
Put a fucking sweater on. And
every
walk
time you
your
get drunk.
Home.
Also, when I'm drunk, I get real warm.
Me too.
Like, need me an ice pack.
See, I knew that was a thing.
Yeah. People say that's not a thing.
Ryan said that wasn't a thing.
You're a liar, because I get real sweaty, like I'm up in a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And you put extra deodorant.
Is that
on.
How you sit in a sauna?
I don't know. Never been to one.
Oh,
I can't afford that.
Oh well, I mean, okay.
I just sit in my shower sometimes. It's really warm.
Like this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. We'll take a picture of Caitlin in her sauna pose.
My sauna pose.
For the Instagram.
There you go. Ooh, this one sounds fun and on par with other shit you've read.
So, so apparently, I use that word a whole fucking lot.
We'll just throw that in there every time.
This police officer said that he pulled a guy over for speeding, and they have a script for their traffic stop. So they say, "Hey, I'm Officer So-and-so with the police department. Reason I'm pulling you over is you're going blah, blah, blah over the speed limit. I'm going to need to see your license. Is there a reason for you to be speeding tonight?" Which, again, I hate that question because it's like, what reason am I going to give you that you're going
to
let me off here?
Well, did you? Yeah, like I guess if your wife is pregnant,
or a heart attack, or
if you're having a heart attack, you shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, probably not.
You should call 911.
Like if somebody was driving you.
Someone's not always there for you.
Anyways,
got real sad. Apparently someone's not always there. Ryan, are you alone?
This guy gets pulled over. He's gonna be. The guy gets pulled over. He's fumbling with his wallet. He's clearly drunk. But he looks at this cop and very matter-of-factly says, "My wife and I are having trouble getting pregnant. She texted me that her temperature is in the range that the doctor told us is optimal for baby making.
Wait,
I need to get home and have sex now to increase our chances of a baby."
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your stereo?
Yes, I am. Like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow! Songs, dances, and dad jokes.
Oh, so good! So good! I got you!
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
There's a temperature?
Yeah. It's like an ovulation.
What is it, like 98 degrees?
I don't know.
You just
have got Nick Lachey?
I was like, does Nick Lachey help you ovulate?
I don't know what the correct temperature is, but there's like a real science to getting pregnant.
How come so many people
that
just have
and being 16?
She was 16?
No.
Oh.
No, God, no.
Oh, that's why 16-year-olds get pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want children. I've made that very clear on this podcast before.
I don't know if you'll know, Caitlin does not want children.
I'm scared of them. I'm scared of pregnancy. Actually, it's mainly I have a giant fear of pregnant women and pregnancy in general.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't really look at them.
Oh, I can't get pregnant while we're doing this podcast.
No, I'll never look you below your boobs. It is an excuse. That's my excuse for not wanting to get pregnant.
Your fear
not
of
wanting
looking
to
in
destroy
the mirror.
My vagina. Yeah. And look down. Ugh.
Oh, God.
God, it's so... Well, it's not natural.
I'm really sorry for anyone who is
entirely natural
is listening to this.
I'm not.
Some would say that your fear of pregnant women is less natural than the pregnant women themselves.
Yes. Yeah. No. It's entirely a weird thing. But I don't know what it is. It freaks me. Freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Can't look at them. Scares me. Oh, God, it just makes my rib cage hurt. I'm sure it makes your ribs hurt. I don't know. Never done it. I'm sure it makes everything hurt. Okay. Okay. So this third one. The guy, I guess they're in Wisconsin. I don't know. But they have snow plows in the middle of, like, winter and stuff, you know, to come by and clean the streets. We wouldn't know that. It doesn't snow here in Texas. Except for it might tomorrow, apparently.
It's snowed a few times since.
Yeah, not snowplow
like
worthy.
No, God, no. Come on.
Yeah, we don't have snowplows. We barely salt the roads.
Yeah.
And then people still can't drive. Me included.
At least you're honest.
That's right. So I guess on many major roads, they don't have parking from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And then on side streets, there's some alternate rules. Anyways. Mainly those rules for the city are only enforced when the snow is like in the forecast and they know that the plowing will be done.
plowing. Caitlin's 12.
I am. Hey, Ryan laughed first.
Listen, just buy yourself a microphone, please.
Cause we're not going to do it for you. We're broke ass bitches.
That's right.
Send us money.
We'll set up a Patreon.
There we go.
You will get no rewards.
Mm-hmm. You can, oh my God, you can have an autograph from me. I practiced all the time when I was a kid when I thought I was going to be a rock star. Look how far I've gone now, Mom.
That's right. Look at that headpiece.
I'm going nowhere. Anyways, this guy ends up getting his car trapped in a snowbank, and the officer comes and he does the sobriety test because I'm sure he'd like hopped a median and just went pink.
Yeah.
Right into that snowbank. And then he goes halfway through the process, so it's unwarranted. The guy blurts out, I only drove home because I can't afford another parking ticket. Now you're going to fuck me over with a DUI. I love the amount of honesty that alcohol brings out of people.
Oh, absolutely.
It's real good. Yeah. I mean, people are like, I didn't mean to say that I was drunk. Bitch,
that's
yes, you did.
My favorite time to approach people about any issue at hand I like to be like, oh, you look shit hammered. Hey, why do you hate me?
You go into
time.
It sober.
That's right.
Oh, I just like to
that's
go
right.
up to
that's
people
my
and tell
time
them my
to
truth.
Shine. Mm. No, my time, because like I tell the truth enough.
Yeah.
And so my time to shine is when you're drunk, if you don't like me, bet I'm going to come up and be like, why?
Why?
And
why
then I'm going to soberly listen to your drunken answer and I'm going to remember it forever.
And hold a grudge.
And you're going to go to sleep and you're going to forget you
and
said
and you're
going to
wake up
shit.
With a knife in your face.
No, just a grudge.
Just
you're
a grudge.
Right. I'm a good grudge holder.
Yeah. Well, at least he was honest. And I'm sure he did get fucked over with the DUI. Probably can't drive now.
Yeah. Well, so. I don't know. It depends on how
and
many
do they
DUIs
always,
he has.
They don't take it away on the first one?
In Texas, they don't.
Oh,
I think it's three strikes here. It's
Why?
Three strikes, right?
To take it away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's three strikes in Texas.
Does the first one at least suspend it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, do you just pay a fine and you're off? Like, that's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, come on,
no,
Texas.
I mean, like, you've got probation and everything still.
Oh, okay, good.
Do they suspend it automatically, the first one? Huh.
Interesting.
All right, next up.
Pause. I need my beer.
Oh. Okay, so the next one that we're going to talk about is my boss will fire me if I miss work tonight. So.
I should have thought of that about, oh.
Hmm?
Does it taste a little bit like cough syrup to you?
No.
Caitlin's tasting a beer? Try it up your nose.
I should. Sidebar. One of my students listened, and they were like, they messaged me later.
Do you hate my mom?
Yeah. I don't actually think I've ever seen this one's mom.
Oh.
Maybe I have. Sorry. And... anyway, she goes, how do you drink stuff through your nose? And I was like,
no.
I was like, you just put a straw in and breathe in.
No, why are you giving them advice, Caitlin?
I know, I thought about it afterwards. I meant to follow it up with a, but don't try it. And then I forgot to send that part, so she will probably try it. Anyways, I just tried this Shiner candied pecan porter that was left here last night by our friend Noodle.
Oh.
Who, if you've not met, but...
Noodle.
He is a friend of the podcast.
Old Noodle.
Old Noodle. He left some beer here from our shenanigans last night. And so I was like, well, I'll drink this one. It's a candied pecan porter. It kind of tastes like cough syrup. A little bit.
I like it. You want me to
drink you drink this one. I'll go get the fucking black cherry. It's not chilled. It'll be fine.
Caitlin, you made the decision to put that one in there.
I know. I
don't
need it.
Okay, so... back to the stories. My boss will fire me if I miss work tonight. Around 10 p.m., they got a call about a car parked in the middle of the road. They find one person passed out behind the wheel.
Oh, God.
He worked third shift at one of the industrial plants, which I guess that's like not the full overnight, but like late into
like
the
probably
night.
Probably like 11.
I think they said like 11 till probably like 4 maybe, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty early. That's when I go to work.
Yeah. And so he told them, I'm trying to be responsible. My boss said if I miss any more shifts this year, I'll be fired. Yeah, I got a little drunk at a family get together, so I drove up here to sleep it off before my shift at 11. I even set my watch alarm to get me up before I have to punch in. So, like, do you get a DUI, though? For that? Because, like, wait, you're not driving at the time.
If your keys are in the ignition, technically. Like, if you are there and they, like, had reason to suspect the moment your keys are in the ignition.
Huh. Well, and you were parked in the middle of the road.
Oh, my God.
So.
You know what would have been responsible? It's just not drinking.
Yeah.
Or maybe having somebody drive you up. If you're at a family function, you probably had some friends.
But if you work in an industrial plant, I'm going to guess your boss also doesn't want you shit hammered while you work.
Operate machinery and cause...
while you work.
Is that a new song?
Whistle While You Work.
I know.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was like, did somebody actually remix this?
No, just me right now. Remix.
Okay. Yeah, that's our new theme song.
Go on.
Just kidding. I love our theme song. Never changing it.
That's good.
But maybe we can write Hammered While You Work to play it as the outro.
Yeah. As the outro. Good. Yeah,
there we go.
We're diving in on this drunk thing.
That's right. Don't be hammered while you work.
Yeah.
Especially, oh God, if you're operating machinery. That's so scary.
Yeah. That's my thing. Like, I'm sure glad
set his watch alarm.
I mean, yeah. That's fine.
Was it one of those calculator watches from back in the day?
It's white shrewd. He's really just fallen behind now.
Oh. After The Office, his life went real downhill. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing he had to look forward to in life.
Yeah. Not Rainn Wilson. I mean, actually, Dwight Schrute.
Rainn Wilson's doing great, thanks.
Yeah, he's great.
Love him. Wish he... No, I don't know.
We wish you well.
Wish you well, yeah.
If you're listening.
No. All right. Next excuse was, I needed to find my GPS. Oh, fuck, I can't read. I needed my GPS to find my hotel. Am I drunk? Just kidding, I've had two sips. That could mean nothing.
Yeah, you're a small person.
I just drink and then have one sip, one beer, and I'm good. Two will make me feel something, though, I will say.
It's good.
Anyways. Oh, gosh. Pulled over a vehicle going the wrong way on a one-way street. Okay. I can't talk too much.
Welcome to downtown Waco.
Yeah, I was like, every other road here is like a one-way, and then you don't realize it until you're halfway down it, and you're like, fuck. I've driven down some one-way streets completely sober. I'm just confused because the city planner was drunk when he made the city. He was like, ding to ding to ding. Here's my crayon. Go this way. No, go this way. This way. And that's how Waco was born.
Your Waco sounds more like Houston.
Also Houston, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I would get done with shows because I'm from the Houston area originally. And I would go to concerts in, like, actual Houston.
Yeah.
And I'd get done with shows, and there were several times where I went. I had, like, friends in the car, and they were like, Kaylin, you idiot. This is a one-way street. When I realized a car was heading towards me.
Oh, God.
And I was like, was, again, sober.
I feel like you're just missing signs.
Yeah. Well, I am blind.
Okay.
Was I wearing my glasses regularly in high school? I don't think so. Hey, now I got new glasses.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Now I know the one-way streets in Waco.
That's good.
And I do always check because I'm overly paranoid now. Because I'm like...
You should be.
I don't want to go down one. It's very scary. Most of the time when it happens, I feel like it's just me on the road and I'm able to just go pop a UE real fast. And I get out of the situation. Anyways, the police officer approached the driver and asked why he's going the wrong way. Because, again, any excuse he gives, I'm sure, will be legitimate. And
yeah, maybe he had a heart attack.
Sir, I had a heart attack. I can only drive
this is the fastest way to the hospital.
Anyways. Mm-mm-mm. He said the GPS told him to go down the street. Okay. Later at the PD,
Police department.
As I'm processing him, he gets all upset, yelling, you know the only reason I was driving was because I needed the GPS to find my hotel. Then the GPS sends me on the wrong way down the street, and I get busted. Is your GPS on your phone?
Mm-hmm. Because... Well, does it say what year it was?
It doesn't. But if he has a GPS in his car, I bet you he has a GPS on his phone.
Not necessarily. If it was like 1999-ish...
Did they have GPSs in your
phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a...
They did.
Wee
you
pappy
were an
then.
Infant.
Okay,
no, I'm not even TomTom. But like they had like my grandparents' Lexus, the first one that they had, they bought in 2000, I think, and it had a GPS like built into the car.
Dope.
But their phones did not because my grandfather still had a car phone.
Car phone. Okay.
So that definitely did not have a GPS on it.
Interesting. Well, if he had his phone, shame on him. He could have walked. Could have 100%
walked. That's
true. Also, could have probably found a taxi.
That's the thing, is that, like, you could have found a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you didn't have, like, even if it was pre-Uber, pre-smartphone GPS, anything like that.
Even in small cities, you can find a taxi.
Yeah.
Like, in Magnolia, I see taxis driving around.
Well, and the other thing is, if you're at a bar drinking, you can ask the bartender, like,
I need
a ride home. What do y'all use here?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that.
Just be fucking smart.
Yeah, just don't be a dumb dildo.
Oh, God, this next one.
This one's good.
DD.
So.
Leads right into it.
This one apparently is really, it's used a lot. Typically, the car has a number of people in it. The excuse is, I'm the designated driver. The DD oftentimes will say, I only drank beer. I didn't do any shots.
Wait, does beer, if you only drink beer,
it makes you designated driver. That's right. Okay. It makes you sober.
Mm. I had like 10 of those last night, and I was definitely not sober.
Yeah. See, I normally drink whiskey, but because I was the DD, I only drank the clear stuff like vodka.
That's
still liquor.
Fuck you up even faster.
Yeah. Still liquor. In the end, they're always well over the limit, the legal limit. So if you're DDing, don't be a dumb dildo.
That's right.
Just don't drink. Designated driver means you're not drinking, period.
Yeah.
Or you have like one.
You have one. I was going to say, I've definitely been like, I'm going to be the sober person.
Generally speaking, like if you're a parent, then you're always telling your kids like, designated driver means designated, fully sober, not drinking anything. Really and truly, it means
you can have one.
Yeah, like you can have a drink.
Like get there, be the first one to order your
drink. That's right.
Drink it, and then you sit with it for a little while.
Yeah.
You know?
Even if you just like, nurse it. That's really the way to do it.
Eat a handful of peanuts every in between each sip.
Drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. We're now just giving y'all tips on how to be kind of designated drivers.
Also, I've never eaten peanuts while drunk. That sounds...
I've never eaten peanuts in a bar.
Yeah, because like, I don't trust it. How many people's hands have been in that fucking bowl.
Yeah, like if they're shelled, I'll like, okay,
but
that's
kind of
different.
But I like to suck on the shells.
Excuse me?
They're normally salty. You know, you never get the bag of peanuts and you go on the shell and you get all the salt off like a pistachio?
No, because the peanuts themselves have salt also.
Yeah, I want more salt.
Just buy this bitch some salt packets for her to dump into her mouth.
Mm-hmm. You want to take me on a date?
We're
That's what you
out.
Do.
We're going to find out that Caitlin's going to get gout by the time she's 28.
Wait, does salt cause gout?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm definitely going to get that. My body parts are going to turn green?
That's gangrene.
Oh.
This is just bad information.
Oh, my feet do swell.
You mean my appendages are going to fall off? Oh my god.
I'm gonna die.
Oh, but you won't know of what. So
no, yeah, it will probably be a salt overdose. So.
Oh my god.
Anyways, so I hope that you had a fun, safe New Year and you didn't have to use any of these excuses to get out of your DUIs. Don't drive under the influence, please.
Yeah, don't be an asshole.
That's right. Don't be an asshole. Main motto, just kidding, is behind my second motto, which is my first motto, actually. Cry now, cry later.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It is. It's my favorite.
That's right.
Well, as you go into this new year, make up lots of excuses.
Yep.
Just not for drinking and driving or anything under the influence and driving. But get out of those new year resolutions as fast as you can.
I do have a really funny story, actually. I remember Ryan and I had just started dating, and he was living with a friend of ours, a couple of friends of ours, and Ryan and that friend had both had quite a bit to drink that evening. Ryan sang karaoke, if that's any indication of how much he had to drink that night. yeah.
I so would pay to see that.
I asked them both. I was like, y'all need rides home. Ryan took me up and was like, yeah, drive my car back to my house. And I was like, okay, cool. So I drive back. I ask our other friend, I said, do you need a ride home? And he said, no. No, bud.
Look I'm here. Fine. I don't need a ride.
And I said, yeah. He was like, shh, I don't need a ride. So I was like, okay, like, no, but really you should take a ride. And he said, buddy, egg, listen. I'm the Michael Jordan of drunk driving. And I said,
don't.
All right. See you fucking later. And then we left. We get a call around 3:30 in the morning. Ryan gets a call. And it's our friend. And he says, hi. Can you come and get me? And Ryan says, dude, I'm still drunk. And so Ryan leans over to me and goes, can you go get him? And I said, fucking fine. Because I didn't want to be like, no, he can drive his ass home drunk. He's the Michael Jordan.
I really thought this was going to go with you saying, I'm wrapped around a pole or he's dead.
Oh, my yeah. God, no.
Like, in trouble.
No. Oh,
that's not funny.
No. I would not start that. That's why I have a funny story. What a weird thought.
I mean, it seemed like it.
No. I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't tell that story on a podcast.
Yeah, I was like, that seems pretty personal. Like,
this seems real dark. No, I went to get his drunk ass at the bar. And, of course, I did give him shit forever about it. I was like, you cocky little shit. I'm the Michael Jordan of drunk driving. And guess what? I drove his drunk ass home. And it was a long drive,
too. You were the Charles Barkley.
For me to be driving him at 3:30 in the morning, I was not happy.
No.
Because I offered him a ride at like 1:30 in the morning. Yeah,
should have taken it then.
Yeah. Instead of making me get out twice.
Yeah, no. That would piss me off.
See?
I would have already been asleep.
Yeah. See? I know. But anyways, that's my fun story.
It was fun.
Yeah. It's good. Anyways. Go ahead.
No. I was just laughing.
Oh. Oh. All right.
If you have some good excuses, send them in.
Yep.
Fucking please.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
What's your excuse podcast at gmail.com.
Easy peasy. Yeah. And then, all of our social media can be found at What's Your Excuse Podcast. It's all podcast. Facebook says podcast too.
Yes, it does.
Found that out.
You're wrong about that. My bad.
I looked at it. I was like, oh shit, it does say podcast. Too late.
Yep.
Have fun trying to find us now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find us there. Follow us. Send that like message. Like, I don't know, what do you do on social media? Just send us a heart. Okay.
Yeah.
And then leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. Can you review on Spotify?
I don't know.
You can subscribe.
But you can listen to us on Spotify now.
That's right. And you subscribe. Can hear us on Spotify.
So make sure you guys tune
in. If you're not an Apple user, you don't have an excuse now.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. So you all better fucking listen.
Yep.
You can find us everywhere.
Thanks for listening. We're going to talk shit to you most of the time you listen to us.
That's right. Because I don't know.
All right.
I was going to say insecure. I'm not.
Well, all right. See you later, you dumb dildos.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hammered while you work.